1310 WIBA and Ask the Experts, talking this morning with Dr. Cole Hemkiss of Advocate MD, online advocatedpc.com. That's advocatedpc.com. The doctor's telephone number is 608-268-6211. That's 268-6211. And doctor, you posted a pretty moving blog post from a doctor who it's titled "I'm Sorry Why I Lost My Love for Medicine." And this doctor, he or she kind of goes through and kind of says, "I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry for this." A lot of times, as patients, we're frustrated and we don't always realize that in some of those scenarios that are set out by this kind of the current system of medicine, it's also equally frustrating and sad for doctors as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, they talk about physician burnout, I guess is the word they like to use. But I think it's, you know, somewhere between 50 and 60% now of doctors are saying that they're burnt out. But I think really the way the system is set up, as you mentioned, is that, you know, right now, you know, it's what we call assembly line medicine or corporate medicine, where, you know, physicians are basically encouraged and, you know, required to see a certain number of patients a day. So most of the time that could be between 20 and 30 patients a day. And at the same time, there's pressures in terms of, you know, making the patient feel like they're being heard and giving them enough time, which physicians want to do. But they also have, you know, two or three other patients that are sitting in a room that are also waiting to be seen. So it's this constant, you know, sense of urgency and anxiety that, you know, you need to provide a great level of care, but you need to also see all these patients and you don't have the time to do it. So it definitely, I was working in the system. So I'm a family medicine physician. I've been out of training for 10 years plus now, and I worked as an employed doctor for most of the last 10 years, and I've worked in hospitals as a hospitalist. I've worked in, you know, outpatient clinics doing, you know, primary care. I've worked in urgent care clinics, and I've worked in emergency departments as an emergency room doctor in some of the smaller ERs. And you know, kind of what I had seen happening over the last 10 years, progressively getting worse, was just that, you know, health systems now are mostly financially driven. They are managed by, you know, financial people, MBAs, business people. They're not typically managed by physicians. So most of the impetus, the pressure that's being put on physicians, is to increase their productivity, see more and more patients. You know, it's not as much emphasis being placed on quality of care and patient satisfaction, other than we want to keep people satisfied enough that they'll come back. But definitely patients are not getting the time that they need. So I had, to give you a couple of stories, I was employed in a large system when I was living in Florida. And I remember asking a healthcare administrator, I wanted to stay open late one day a week because I have patients, you know, that are working the typical 8-to-5 job. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, maybe Wednesday night, let's stay open till 7 o'clock so people can come after work. And literally I was told, I mean, without any hesitation or even, you know, thinking about it for a minute, it was, nope, we're not going to pay a nurse to any overtime to stay for a couple hours. Nope, we're not going to do that. So, I mean, that's just an example of, you know, kind of the focus being on how are we going to keep our costs down and increase our revenue? Again, it's not, you know, how can we better serve patients? Let's stay open for a couple hours to do that. I was actually practicing before, you know, the electronic medical record had taken over, and we were using paper charts. And at that time, I think I was seeing, you know, 22 to 24 patients a day. And, you know, of course, you know, feeling rushed and didn't like the care that I was able to provide in that short period of time. And I remember when they switched over to doing the electronic medical record, I had another, you know, the same healthcare administrator walk into my office and say, well, you know, now that we're going to have this EMR system, we're going to have to employ two more people in your clinic because we're going to need an extra person to check people in on the computer and another person that's going to help check people out because it's just, everything's going to take a lot longer, which, you know, ironically, it was supposed to make things more efficient. But so because we're going to have those extra two employees, now instead of seeing your 22 patients a day, we're going to need you to see 28 patients a day. And it's kind of like, well, where am I going to fit those extra six people in? Yeah. So it's just, I quickly became disillusioned with the system. And again, I just felt like if I could actually have the time to talk to people, you know, give them the time that they needed to ask questions, really form that relationship with them, which is why I went into family medicine. You know, I think most of us that go into primary care, it's because we like to talk to people. It's mm-hmm. because we like to find out about what's going on with the family and develop that connection, that bond. And you know, as we've talked about before, when that bond is established, you know, you really have a mutual trust and respect, and that, you know, you're having a doctor that you can talk to about things and not be afraid or embarrassed about things. So I think that that's really hard to develop that kind of trusting relationship when you have a 10-minute visit every 6 months or once a year. So this system has just been really great for me to be able to practice that way.
Well, and one of the things too, and I think you have brought this up, and I've seen studies as well, just about, you mentioned kind of the openness and the willingness, since you having that relationship, patients willing to talk with you about things that maybe with kind of that employed system, they may not either think of bringing up at the moment or maybe not feel comfortable bringing up. A lot of times, some things that may seem minor to the patient, to a doctor, you're recognizing this could be something more serious and actually preventing some serious issues from down the road. It's just, there's not only is there the great benefit of the better interaction and really feeling and knowing each other, there's also the benefit of, hey, there's a chance to kind of prevent things well before they happen because we know each other, because there's that relationship.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, there's no complaint that's too small or too little or insignificant. You know, we live in the information age, so people are constantly, I'm sure, Googling symptoms and yes. trying to diagnose themselves with things. But it becomes really difficult because, you know, you have to use reliable sources of information. So instead of maybe, you know, Googling all these symptoms and trying to figure out if there's some way to, you know, treat this over the counter, I think it's always a good idea to have access to a physician where you can run things by them. Maybe it's a quick phone call. Maybe it's an email. If it's something you need them to look at, you stop in the office. But it does give the patient that peace of mind. And like you said, you know, maybe it's something that you think is really insignificant, but maybe it is something a little bit more significant that needs to be followed up and needs to, you know, further testing or monitoring of that. So I do think that as you mentioned, Sean, when patients are in the traditional system, I've had people say, well, I was scared to, you know, ask about this because I had already asked two, three things. Yes. And, you know, maybe I have a limit of three things before they tell me to make another appointment. And it's really sad, actually, you know, what patients are put through nowadays. And so in this system, you have, you know, 45 minutes to an hour in all of our appointments. So it's rare where we do run out of time even with an hour. But it's just so nice to not be looking at the clock. I remember, too, when I worked in the insurance-based system, you know, there were all these techniques that they taught doctors of, you know, how to be able to, you know, disengage yourself to get out of the room because you had to go see the next patient. And the other thing they always told you to do, which goes back to that article about apologizing, is when you walk in the room, they taught this to us in medical school, immediately the first thing you do when you walk in the room after you say hello to the patient is to apologize for how long they've waited. Oh, and that's how embedded it is into the system and how indoctrinated we are that when you go to the doctor, you're going to have to wait. Like 15 minutes, 45 minutes, 2 hours, you're definitely going to have to wait. So when you walk into that room, you apologize to the patient because they've been waiting for you. And it's so sad because now I don't have to apologize to patients because they don't wait for me anymore. Yes.
You can have that too. There's a better way. It's called direct primary care. Dr. Nicole Hemkes with Advocate MD would love to get to know you, love to get to know your family, love to help you live a healthy life. It all starts with a stop at the website, advocatedpc.com. That's advocatedpc.com. You can learn more about Advocate MD on that website. And of course, with open enrollment, before you make any commitments, make sure you look into Advocate MD and, of course, direct primary care. See how it can help you and your family. And if you are an employer as well, some great opportunities as well with Dr. Nicole Hemkes. AdvocatesDPC.com is the website. Telephone number 608-268-6211. That's 608-268-6211. Dr. Hemkes, always fun hanging out. You have a great day.
You too, Sean.
Take care. Dan O'Donnell comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.